Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
They're getting pretty crafty this day and age with surveillance cameras now, aren't they? They can fit them in absolutely anything. They're usually in those little dome things, so you can sort of spot them in the roof, but some other places you'd never be able to spot where some of these cameras are.
Why are you looking out for the cameras? What are you up to?
Yeah, just usual stuff. It was different, though, when I was younger.
You used to be able to get away with so much more before these cameras.
Does it bug you out that everything's being recorded, CCTV and things like that, when you go places like, you know, maybe facial recognition technology, things like that?
Yeah, you know, you do question whether or not your civil liberties are being sort of thrown out the window with so many cameras around. But at the same time, you know that at least if something happens, you know, there's a crime committed or
something.
They can hopefully catch the person that perpetrated the crime against you.
When I was younger in the 1990s, you'd had no problem with your face being on camera. I remember back in the old days where you'd walk up to maybe like a Big W or a Kmart and you could see yourself walking in the store. There'd be that big monitor outside store or inside, and you'd be able to, and as a kid you'd be there going, walking in that, going, look, I'm the thing. Your parents dragging you. Come on, we got to get in the store.
I don't mind cameras being pointed at me as long as I can't see what the cameras are seeing. Like recently at Woolies, they rolled out like at the self-service checkouts, the cameras.
Yes.
And then on screen, you can see your own face, and it's not a good look because it's shot. The angle of the camera is from underneath, so it looks like you've got an extra five chins. The bags under your eyes are really accentuated.
Yeah.
It's like, at least put a filter on this camera of some kind. You never look your best on those ones.
We've got a couple floating around the building for the car park out the front of that, and there's actually one just outside our studio. Every time I walk past and I look up at the screen, I can see the bald patch on my head because it's pointing right down. I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Had to get the comb over happening.
But it seems that facial recognition technology, some of these cameras have been already at work at some of the major retailers.
Is that right?
Yeah, unbeknownst to us, they actually have been caught out recently.
After a tip-off, Choice started asking questions and the retailers, including the good guys, owned up.
We got a tip-off from a Choice member about Kmart, and that made us go and look a bit more deeply.
They say it's only to keep the staff and customers safe and identify shoplifters who might come back.
Ooh.
So it's just the good guys trying to spot the bad guys.
That's right.
They're using cameras.
Are you all for this facial recognition technology?
Not really, because I want to know if they keep the records. Like, if they snap me coming into store.
Exactly right.
Do they keep that on file? Because I feel like they shouldn't.
Yeah. Supposedly they only keep it for 30 days is what they're saying.
But who's policing that?
Exactly right. And also, what happens to some of that footage? That's what people are worried about, the information getting passed on.
They're all concerned that there could be future uses for profiling or marketing.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. That's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, imagine if your information got passed on. Like I said, if you've walked past a camera, maybe you've said something out loud going, oh, geez, I'm going bald, and all of a sudden your news feed gets hit with all these baldness cures and things like that.
Next thing you're getting bombarded by advanced hair marketing material. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, oh, but you guys have your faces on the internet. But if you look at my Facebook page, I upload pretty much no photos.
That's right.
I don't put photos of myself everywhere. So
yeah, I'm the same.
I think it'd be a bit hypocritical of someone who's like, you know, photographing themselves every 30 seconds
Instagram,
and uploading it on
TikTok.
The Instagram, complains about facial recognition.
Yeah.
But me, I like to keep things a bit private when
keep
it comes
a lower
to my
profile, to speak.
Definitely.
Yeah, good luck to them, you know, catching me, because we all know I don't go to the shops very often.
At all.
Yeah, exactly. So much so, I reckon if I was to walk in the shops that had this facial recognition technology, this is what you'd hear when I walked in.
Unexpected item in parking area. Remove this item before continuing.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
High enthusiasts like Hutsy and myself across Australia, we're stunned with the announcement recently. In Australia's best pie and pasty competition, or pasty, depending on where you live, Rolling Pin Pies and Cakes Bakery in Victoria had taken out the top honour with their vegetarian mushroom and truffle pie.
God.
Now, some people might be like,
that's me.
I love mushies.
Go away.
I don't think I've ever eaten a truffle, so I would give this a go. And if I bit into this pie and went, this does not require any sauce, that would signify a good pie in my book.
I've got too much respect for all of the bakeries here on the South Coast. I never put sauce on a pie, ever. The only time
ever?
I put sauce...
Well, let's say you buy a frozen sergeant's pie, right?
Oh, no, that thing's full of sauce. That's like all over the lid, all inside. That's,
you've got to try and disguise the taste of snout and anus when
you're
biting into it.
Well, my tears are falling in the pie mixture as well, because it's just ordinary.
It's a factory-made pie, it needs sauce, but...
Bakery pie? Nah, not a chance.
It's made with love... and chunky bits of beef or mushroom and truffle, maybe it doesn't need sauce.
I remember that used to be years ago here on the South Coast, in Maruya, I think it was. There was a place called the Wild Pie Shop.
Mm.
It was around for a few years, and man, they had like emu pie, that crocodile pie. They had some very strange versions of pies.
I think I talked about this a while back when we were traveling to Queensland. There is a roadhouse that serves up crocodile pie, and the one I missed it on the way up because I went at this servo. There's all these other, there's like Macca's and Red Rooster and things like that. So I got something else, and then I went, oh, there's a pie shop. They have crocodile pie. Oh. I've already filled up on chicken, you know? And so I went, oh, but on the way back, I'll get some of that crocodile pie. I swung back, ran up to the counter. One crocodile pie, please. Oh, we're out.
What? Everyone's buying
them. You don't understand. I'm not coming back this way for like another year probably. I need that crocodile pie. I never got to try it. Oh. But 1-300-92-1250. The best pie on the far south coast.
Yeah, I need you to get patriotic with this one. Call
I know.
Us up and let us know.
Once a year, we do Radiothon and Bamboka Pie Shop supplies us with all these delicious pies and pastries.
Yum.
And, you know, Radiothon, it's all about raising money for whatever charity or group each year. But I'm really in it for the pies, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm in it for those pies.
I get
pies.
Paid with food. That's all you can pay me with.
But so many good pie shops on the coast. Tell us which one serves up your favourite. 1-300-92-1250.
And we'll bribe you with tickets to go see Akmal.
Brad in Surf Beach on the line. A fellow Brad. Hello, Brad. Where can we find the best pie, man?
Oh, definitely Smoky Dan's.
Oh.
This is one of my favourite places.
I'm pretty sure it's in Hutsy's will that he wants to be buried at Smoky Dan's when he passes on.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Everything at Smoky Dan's is awesome and greasy and chewable. It's lovely.
Oh, yeah. Last time we had a work function in Bateman's Bay, I was like, yes, Smoky Dan's when I've got a hangover on Sunday morning and they'll close Sundays. I was like, killed me.
So what's the signature pie at Smoky Dan's, Brad, that keeps you coming back? What is it?
All of them. There really isn't one, but just a chunky beef.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best place to get them from if you can't get the Smoky Dan's is Escape Place Cafe at Bridge Plaza.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
There you go. I haven't tried theirs yet, but
They are Smoky Dan's pie.
Oh, there you go.
okay.
That's where they sell them. That's where they sell them.
Yeah, they'd have probably a brisket pie or something, wouldn't they?
They absolutely do.
Smoky Dan's better be careful, though, because they're intruding on Mrs. Mac's territory now.
Like, she's got the rolling pin, she'll smack him over there.
Like, hey, this is my territory.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, we're definitely going to have to try out the Smoky Dan's pies. Brad, thanks for the tip, mate.
You're welcome. Anytime, guys. Have a great day.
You too, mate. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. I think what we need to do is make like a South Coast Bakery bingo card.
Yeah.
Because we've got like, there's an overwhelming response on our Power FM Bega Bay Facebook page.
Well, everyone talks about, you know, pub crawls. We need a pie crawl, like a bakery crawl where we just go.
I'd go up a couple of dress sizes, but anyway, whatever.
Haley in Bateman's Bay is on the line. Hello, Haley. Where can we find the best pie?
Look, I think there's too many good pies to really pick one. Depends what you're sort of looking for. But when you were talking about different flavoured pies, if you go towards Ulladulla at all, there's a place called Hayden's Pies.
Oh, yes, I've
South
been
Ulladulla,
here.
Yep. And they often do your crocodile, emu, camel.
Oh, really?
I actually have tried an alpaca pie from there, and it was really nice. They do a lot of your different flavours if you're up that way.
Yeah, is the camel pie really nice? You don't start spitting like a camel after you've eaten the pie?
I haven't tried the camel, but I have tried the alpaca and it was really nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they've got a lot of different flavours there. Hayden's pies, you say?
On the highway.
They don't necessarily do the all the flavours all the time, but they'll have the different flavours fairly regularly. They do your kangaroo, your crocodile. I think kangaroo is a staple in their menu, but they do camel, alpaca. As I said, they're the ones that I've seen. So, if you're up that way, it might be worth a calling.
It's like someone went to Australia Zoo and just said, I'll have that made into a pie.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Echidna one next, maybe a little bit prickly, though, on the old
the
palate.
Out,
thanks
for the call.
thanks for the call, Hayley. You've got yourself a double pass to see Akmal tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay on the line. We'll get some details from you.
This makes it especially hard to do this segment because I realised I've got steamed vegetables and tuna for lunch. Nothing even close to a pie. And I'm getting hungry looking at the comments as well. So many ones. People get very patriotic about their pies. Cabargo's Working Dog Bakery. I've stopped there many times. Very, very good, that place. Wild Rise in Pambula, another one. Bedalla. Whole bunch of ones. Backstreet Bakehouse in Marimbula. Mogo. East Lynn Store. Plenty for Hayden's Pies. But yeah, let us know how patriotic you are. Of course, Ben Boker's on there as well. So let us know about the pies that you really love the best.
We've got to do this bakery crawl.
Yeah, and if you want to change our mind, we're open to bribes. You could just drop off some
pies. Yeah, drop off any pies. Yeah. We'll take consider them off
it.
Your hands.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Talking about our puppy Pepper for the past couple of months. You know, she's going through that stage where she keeps chewing on lots of things.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she started chewing on parts of our house. I talked about how we had to use neighbour Shirley's chili on parts where she's chewed to discourage her from going back for a second helping.
Does she chew on her own house? Like, obviously, you've got this dog and you've paid off the dog's mortgage on its own house. Does it chew up its own house as well?
She's chewing up the literal house.
And then even her.
I bought her, like, this canvas kennel and she immediately started eating that as well. So she's a heavy chewer. And that's a problem because whenever you buy her a chew toy, I reckon if you threw that toy into a wood chipper, it would last longer than it does in my dog's mouth. Because she just immediately sets on, like, systematically destroying this toy, whatever it is.
Yep.
I mean, like, we buy her the rubber toys, but she doesn't seem to like them as much. But if it's a plush, soft toy, she loves it. And so in the past, we've bought her toys, and on the weekend, we swung past the Kmart in Bega. And I went, I'll get her a new toy because the old ones are just falling
apart.
Here you
are. Let's reward you with another toy.
Well, I thought this time I'll buy one that's more durable, even though in the past I've bought the toys that are recommended for the heaviest chewers. And again, the stuffing's coming out of them by the end of the night. So I bought her this lobster and it has like rope arms. Yeah, it's like it's a plushy lobster with little rope arms. And it had a couple of like claws. The claws are sort of felt. Yeah. Anyway, I bought this because I thought, well, the rope will last a while because she has other rope toys and, you know, she just can't get through it.
Yeah.
Nut stuffing was coming out of that within an hour.
Poor lobster, eh?
And then I thought, oh, maybe I'm going wrong by going with these dog toys because I'm like, I don't know who's testing the durability of dog toys, but they need to get my dog involved because clearly they don't have heavy chewers testing out these supposedly durable toys.
Something I've always noticed as well when it comes to dog toys, if you get the dog a toy where it's got eyes, it always attacks the eyes.
It goes for the eyes.
It rips the eyes out like,
definitely.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. But I'm like, I just can't find any chew toys for Pepper that are Tonka tough, you know, that'll survive her. And then I thought, oh, maybe I got to get something a bit bigger and a bit more plushier. So yesterday we swung by to Salvo's in Bega to drop some stuff off.
Yep.
And they had this trolley chock-a-block with teddy bears.
Yes, perfect.
And I'm like, great. And I picked up this bear, took it to the counter, 50 cents. It was a big bear, and it's almost the size of Pepper herself. I was like, this is fantastic, you know. You have a go at, like, murdering little Ted.
Good luck.
So when I got it home, though, I am aware that, like, human toys are different to dog toys where they might have bits that come off and you don't want your dog choking on it. So I immediately set about, like, taking off the bits that she might chew off.
What, the eyes and the nose?
Yeah. The nose was like a cloth nose, so it was okay. But there was a tag down the bottom, and I went, oh, she'll go for that straight away. So I cut that off with scissors, chucked it in the bin. I gave her the toy. She loved it.
Oh, great.
And she was having some difficulty, like, you know, gnawing on it. I'm like, well, this is going to last a little bit. And I'm thinking, well done, Brad. You've outthought the dog.
Gold
star. Brad 1, Pepper 167 at this point.
At least you're on the board.
So she's sitting there in front of the couch, nice and quiet, chewing away. And then I hear my partner go, oh, and I'm coming to the kitchen. She's opened up the drawer where I dropped that tag.
Yep.
And on the tag, it says it's like a Sydney collectible teddy bear. I didn't even look at it. And she's like, I think that bear's worth some money. And I looked it up. And, yeah, apparently it's a brown tilly bear because it had this little red bow tie, which I cut off as well so she wouldn't choke on it. It's worth $340.
You're giving it to the dog to chew up?
I've gone, oh, no. I walk in just as she's finished ripping the nose off. Stuffing's exploding everywhere. I'm like, oh, no. So, yeah, we pulled the rest of the stuffing out of it and, you know, she still plays with it, but, you know, She's sitting there snacking on a $340 bear, and I literally cannot bear to watch her do it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.